The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is in a state of major transition. It's being run by a new director and a new governor who are pushing for reforms. And public scrutiny is intense following the high-profile deaths of several children in DCFS orbit earlier this year. Doris Houston is director of the Illinois State University Center for Child Welfare and Adoption Studies. She talks with WGLT's Ryan Denham about the pressures facing DCFS.
We certainly have had a number of high-profile child deaths that have just been devastating to our citizenry. But at the same time, it's certainly an opportunity for change and an opportunity to move forward, to try some new ideas, and to really engage the new leadership that has stepped forward to lead the state's child welfare agency.
And speaking of that new leadership, what do you think of what the Pritzker administration has done so far when it comes to first steps on DCFS and some reforms?
Well, I would say in the short period of time, there seems to be a methodical process that the governor's office and his staff are following. You first want to assess what the concerns are. There have been a number of independent reports that have really looked at a number of structural avenues, as well as practice and training and workforce avenues that need to be addressed. So some of those reports include a report by the Office of the Auditor General. There was a Chapin Hall report that, again, looked at a number of areas within child welfare in terms of outcomes, in terms of workforce training, et cetera. And then DCFS's own Office of Inspector General. So I would think for any new administration, the first place to start would be to do a detailed evaluation of what is working and what is not. Certainly, the governor does not have a lot of time because these are really, really pressing issues that our state is facing.
So the governor and lawmakers came together with the new budget that went into effect about 3 weeks ago now to find some more money for DCFS. It'll get an 11% budget increase, so it's around $130 million in new money. How much of a difference do you think that amount of money makes with a department like DCFS?
It makes a huge difference, particularly when we understand that there has been a trend towards budget cuts with over the past several years. And those budget cuts not only have affected DCFS, but it has really been a devastation to a number of the community-based nonprofit organizations that serve the very families and children that we want to either keep out of DCFS involvement or we rely on them when a child does come into foster care. So a number of the smaller agencies over the past several years have had to close their doors either due to budget cuts or very slow pay, where agencies have had to wait months, sometimes upward of 9 months, to receive their funding. And if you're a small agency that's in the community doing good work, it's difficult to maintain without the funding. So I really look at the increases that have occurred this year as absolutely as essential to really get the agency back on its footing in terms of hiring, in terms of resources, even things we don't think of like data management. All of those kinds of things really take resources. Mm.
That's Doris Houston, director of Illinois State University's School of Social Work and director of its Center for Child Welfare and Adoption Studies. Doris, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
I'm Ryan Denham.
ISU's Center for Child Welfare and Adoption Studies is the lead member of the Illinois Permanency Project, which aims to reduce racial disparities and improve permanency outcomes for children within the Illinois foster care system.